Welcome. This is Joanna Lindenbaum, and I am just so happy to be here with you today and to teach the very, very important information and material that we're going to be looking at today. What we're going to be looking at today are bonus tools to help you succeed in your business. And I'm going to be teaching you some of the same exact processes that I use with my team in my own business every single year. But before we go there and before we start, let's take a moment to get grounded and get present and get settled. So wherever you are, I invite you to really just allow yourself to become present. Inhaling and exhaling. As you inhale, open up. And as you exhale, let go. On your next breath, inhaling in and really taking in all of your brilliance, owning it and embodying it through the inhale, owning and embodying everything that you do so well to help others and to serve others. Inhaling in all that you know you're meant to do and meant to accomplish, just allowing yourself to connect in with that. And exhaling. And as you breathe in this way and really take in and own and embody all who you are, all of your brilliance, all that is meant for you, all your experience, I invite you to also begin to attune to the very special time of year that it is in this part of the world and in the States and in Europe, to attune to the summer solstice, which is happening tomorrow. And to attune to the energy of the sun being her strongest. The solstice is the time of the longest days and the shortest nights. And along with that, as the sun shines, is the energy of life. Right? The sun gives life and is the energy of enthusiasm and passion, the heat of passion. So I invite you to attune to all of that, attune to the incredible life force energy that is alive in the world right now, in this summertime, in this time of the longer days, and really breathe it in, really take it in, take it into yourself. And as you breathe it into yourself, take it into your business as well. And I invite you to envision, to visualize the beautiful energy of the sun, the enthusiasm of the sun, community aspect of the sun, the passion of the sun. I want you to visualize that just beautifully infusing your business. See your business coated in this energy. See your sacred work coated in this energy that is so available for us to harness right now. Together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So breathing in. And with that, I invite you to open your eyes and to bring yourself fully present to all that we have today on the slate, which is a lot. But before we get there, I just want to take a moment to remind everyone that the Ning group and all of the Ning discussions and the recordings and all of the information that we've provided for you on Ning is going to be up and available to you for an extra week and a half after the program ends. So it'll be up until July 1st, and I'm extending the period that it's available to you so that you really have plenty of time to go and just, you know, upload to your computer anything that you need. So if you know that you want to have those recordings and keep them and save them, I highly recommend that you do that over the next week and a half, because after July 1st, it will no longer be available there. Okay. So this is one of my favorite classes, my favorite trainings in the program, because in today's training, we are really going to take everything that you've been learning and creating and taking in and working on over the last 12 weeks, and we're going to begin to give it even more form than it's already been given. And we're going to take the marketing strategies that we've been dipping our toes into and learning about, and some of you have been moving forward on, and you're going to have an opportunity to strategize with them. You're going to have an opportunity to take everything that we've learned for yourself and pick and choose what is most important for you to write right now, and to literally individualize and personalize a plan and a marketing plan and a visibility plan for yourself moving forward. I'm going to be giving you the nuts and bolts of how to do that, of how to begin to strategize. And I'm going to be taking you through a 9-step process today that is how to set an aligned goal based on where you're at right now, and then how to strategize for it. So I'm going to lead you step by step through that process today. It's so important to do this work that we're doing today. And the reason is you could learn about every marketing strategy in the world and have a knowledge of it inside and out and go into it more deeply than we've had the time to go into it in this particular program. But you can't just go and run and do all of those strategies all at once. That's not going to work. You're going to end up being very overwhelmed and feeling really frustrated and probably confused. The other thing is that not every marketing strategy is right for every business and business owner, and that different marketing strategies are going to be right for you at different points in the life of your business. So what we're really going to be doing today is throwing out any notions of cookie cutter ways of building your business, because I can tell you those don't work. And we've already seen this so many times in this program as you've each created your own sacred message and your own brilliance-based system. This is about what is coming from you. So we're going to throw away anything cookie cutter, and my intention is for each of you to begin to create a marketing plan that you can use over the next 3 to 6 month period that is right for you. and to create goals that are right for you, that are very much in alignment of what is possible for you next with a stretch. Now, of course, what we're going to be looking at today is just a start. It's just a start, right? Because there's a lot that goes into creating a strategy. And I work on strategy, you know, with my private clients. You know, sometimes we may even take a full day together to create a strategy for the following 6 months. Or I work with it, you know, with my masterminders. We take a full 2-day retreat to really do strategy. So I don't want to make it seem like what we're going to look at today is the end-all be-all, but through this 9-part process that I'm taking you through, it's going to give you the tools to begin to create this overarching strategy. So let's begin. So the first, just so you know, at the end of the call, in addition to the 9-part process, I've got a goodie for you guys all at the end that I'm very excited about. Okay, so let's start. So the first part of the process of really being able to set goals that are aligned for you and then create an aligned and individualized strategy is to be able to celebrate what you've accomplished. And that's because so many of us are really good at looking at what we haven't accomplished or what hasn't been done or what hasn't been created or what we still need, right? Like that's just, as human beings, that's where our minds tend to go. And when our minds go there, we just gloss over completely what has been created and what has been really wonderful and the ways that we've moved forward and the wins that we've had. And one thing that I have really learned, and it took me a long time to learn this, but now I get it and it's like in my bones and it's in my DNA, is that if you want to successfully create for yourself what's next, you want to do it from a place and a foundation of abundance and of really honoring and owning and embodying what has went well already and what has been created. That's the best way to create what's next. If you try to create what's next for yourself from a place of lack, instead of abundance, right? And lack meaning I didn't do enough, this is what didn't get done, I should have been X, Y, or Z at this point, right? Because we could all go there. Every single one of us could go there. But if you try to create from that place, you're going to end up creating from fear and from frustration, from lack. It's not going to be aligned. It's not going to work very well. So we want to start from a place of celebration. And over the last 12 weeks, and I know some of you have been on every single call and have done all of the homework and you've just like been boop, 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 you know, alongside everything. And then some of you haven't. And that's okay, right? That's been your process. You may want to look at why that's been your process and what you would want to do differently next time. But I'm bringing this up to say every single woman on this call has moved forward over the last 12 weeks. You are in a different place right now than you were when we first came together in the middle of March. I'm positive of that, down to my tippy toes. So what I want us to do right now is I want you to take, you know, let go, just momentarily let go of any tendency to doubt yourself or to judge or to look at the negative or to look at what hasn't been done and really just come into this energy of being able to acknowledge yourself and celebrate. And I want you to take yourself back to the beginning of March, right before we began, And just in your mind and in your mind's eye, bring yourself back to what was happening for you and in your life at the beginning of March, and where your business was and what you were clear on and what you weren't clear on at the beginning of March. And then see where you are right now. And I want you to really notice for yourself what is different now. And again, I guarantee for every woman on this call, there are at least, I'm going to say, 8 things that are different. There are at least 8 things to celebrate. These can be big movements, or this can be small movements. This can be inner celebration. This can be outer celebration. But what I would like right now, and I'm going to give everybody about a minute, is I want you to write down and begin to make a list of at least 8 things, if not many more, that you really want to celebrate for yourself. So, for example, are you now so much more clear on your sacred message, on your vision, your mission, or who your ideal client is, or what your particular brilliance is? Do you now have a brilliance-based system that you feel aligned with? Or have you begun it, you know, even if you've just begun to do it, right? Have you written your first tier letters? Have you sent them out? Have you brought in more prospects? Are you less scared now to make yourself visible through the process of befriending your fear? Are you more clear on your calendar? Are you moving through time in a different way? Are you getting better at enrollment conversations? Have you been moving through the soul-centered marketing formula? Now you understand in just a whole new way how to communicate your value and what you do to your ideal client in better ways. Are there new marketing strategies that you've begun to use? Have they been successful? Do you have more clients? Is it that before you didn't even know exactly what you were doing, and now, you know, you're finally at the point where you're ready to really reach out to people? Have you had a successful presentation? Are you feeling less stressed? Whatever it is. So really just take another moment right now and really write down, what is it that you want to acknowledge yourself for? What is it that you want to celebrate? What has been a win, big or small, inner or outer? And whatever it is that you have come up with, whatever those 8-plus things on your celebration list are, I really invite you to take them seriously right now. So I want you to read them over. Read down what you've written for yourself. And instead of just shrugging them off, instead of just saying like, oh, but that's not enough, or that's not really important, or whatever it is, right, which can, again, just so often be the tendency. Instead, I want you to really look at what you've just written down by way of celebrations, by way of honoring, and really take it in, like breathe it in, inhale it into yourself. You own this. This is yours. And only more can be created from it, which is a great thing, but really just take a moment to honor it. Honor the difficulty also, you know, that it's taken to get to that. Really honor your process and honor what has moved forward for you. And just really allow yourself to have that for a moment right now. The way that a mother would honor and celebrate and acknowledge a child for achievement of new things. Really own that for yourself and take it in, embody it. So after celebrating, then the next step of the process to be able to identify next step goals and to strategize is to get clear on what you've learned. And what I mean by that is not you know, the marketing formula is GAP plus vision plus bridge plus CTA. What I mean more in this section is what are the lessons that you've learned? It could be from successes that you have, but most of the time we learn even more from when things don't go the way we wanted them to, right? So, you know, maybe you've learned that you just hate to offer sessions at night and you just know that that's can't happen anymore, right? Or maybe you've learned that in your enrollment conversation, X, Y, and Z works, but ABC doesn't work, right? Or maybe you've learned that you, if left to your own devices, you're going to put off sending outreach to new folks. Or maybe you've learned that when you hire a new team member, you really need to follow up and call their recommendations, right? Whatever it is, I want you to take a few minutes right now. And this really, and this is going to be a piece that I'll just give you for homework moving forward. Literally, there should be 100 things on this list easily from the last few months, right? It's so important to get clear on what you've learned, on the lessons, because that's what lets you know what needs to be changed, right? So what I want you to do right now is write down, you know, let's just say at least 10 lessons that you've learned, either from something that has gone really well, right? You've learned that you really love working with this kind of person, or a lesson that you've learned from something that hasn't gone so well. You really don't like to work with this kind of person. Whatever it is. So I want to give you, you know, a minute or two right now and just start making that list of lessons learned for yourself. Real important pieces that you want to really recognize for yourself. This is a process. The process that I'm taking you guys through today is a process that I take myself through every 6 months to a year in my own business. So if you've written some lessons down and you're like, that's it, I promise you there isn't. Think more. Think what went well and what you've learned from it. Think what didn't work well and what you've learned from it. When is the best time of day for you to be working on your marketing? What have you learned about that? As an example, maybe you've learned about something that you're really good at, or you've learned that there's something in your business that you just don't want to be doing anymore. You either want to let go of it or you want to delegate it out to someone else. Maybe you've learned that hiring a team member at a really low rate, like, you know, hiring someone cheaply is a big mistake, that it ends up being more expensive, right? Maybe you've learned that for your newsletter to be effective, it needs to go out every other week. You know, you've experimented with that. Whatever it is, but I want you to go deeper, find more lessons. The lessons are where the gold is. When you combine the celebrations with the lessons, then you're on super solid foundation for knowing how to move forward. Okay, so what I want you to do next is you look at the lessons. And hopefully by now you've all written down at least 10. And again, I want you to fill out more. But for now, I want you to look at the lessons that you wrote down. And I want you to circle the number one, the top one that you know if you could really learn that lesson, right? Like, for example, if you've learned that you don't want to see clients at night. That just doesn't work for you in your rhythm. That's like the most important thing, right? So you know that moving forward, you're not going to see clients at night anymore. That's going to be a new rule for you, right? So I want you to pick the lesson that would make the biggest impact for you and your business moving forward. Just really identify the one that would make the biggest impact for you if you were to truly learn and then execute that lesson for moving forward. Just notice what that is for yourself. And if you feel ready, I want you to commit to beginning to work on that first one, that first lesson for moving forward. Great. So then now this moves us to the third part of the process. So what I want you to do now is I want you to, as you're taking in your celebrations and as you're taking in your lessons and you're able to see what has really been possible for you over the last 3 months and what you've created over the last 3 months. And you're also able to just see like what you would want to do differently moving forward, right? Because that's so much about what the lessons are. What do you want to do the same moving forward and what do you want to do differently moving forward? So as you look at all of that, I want you to take that in. And then this next part is from there, from that place, from that foundation, I want you to set a goal for January 1st. So January 1st is about 6 months from now. So as you look at all that's been able to be created and accomplished and all that you've learned, what is possible for you? Now here's the most important part, with a stretch. Right, so you want to choose a realistic goal, a goal that feels possible, but one that's going to stretch you a little bit, one that's not going to keep you in your comfort zone, but really you stretch you beyond that. So by January 1, 2014, what would you like to create? What is your goal for your work? And one of the ways that I really want you to think about this is in terms of income and then how many clients or customers. So give yourself, you know, you may have to go back later on and tweak this a little bit, but for now, give yourself a ballpark. So based on what you've created and where you're at right now and what you've learned, what would you like to have happen by January 1? And get clear there, like again, specific numbers-wise, customers-wise, that sort of thing. Okay, so now comes the next part of the process. I want you to take into consideration all of the marketing strategies that we have looked at in this program, plus there are so many others out there, right? And I want you to take a look at your goals. And I want you to pick 3 to 5 marketing strategies that you would like to either put into place, if they're not already in place, or up-level, if they already are in place, but you realize that they could be more efficient and more effective. 3 to 5 marketing avenues that you would like to put into place or up-level over the next 6 months that will help you achieve your goals. Now, as you answer this question, there are a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind. Number one, if you are someone who is just starting out in your business no more than three strategies. More than three is just totally going to overwhelm you. You want to stick to three. And I highly recommend that first tier outreach remain as one of those three strategies, because again, drawing from people that you already know is always going to be the quickest way to bring new business in before you even go for expanding your community. If you're more established in your business, you might have some marketing strategies that you're doing that are just, they're working really, really well. So you can have them on your list, but don't include that in your 3 to 5 that you want to implement or up-level. So if you're more established and you have established marketing strategies that are already working for you, I want you to note them, honor them, acknowledge them, and note that you're going to continue with them. But this is really about where you're going to be making changes or making new additions. And even for you, if you're more advanced, I still highly recommend that you keep first-tier outreach as one of your marketing strategies. The other thing that you want to think about as you choose your marketing strategies are which ones really speak to me. So I don't want you to choose your strategies from a place of should, right? Like, I should have a newsletter. That's not a good way to choose a marketing strategy. I want you to choose your strategies from a place of what would feel exciting to me, what do I feel drawn to, and what is an avenue of communication that my ideal client would really be drawn to as well. So if you do work that is really, really super, super personal, as an example, which marketing strategies are going to speak to that, right? Social media, not so much, but something in person or through referral or, you know, that kind of thing is going to speak to personal much more. And the other piece I want you to consider as you choose your next step marketing strategies is, let me see how I want to put this. Remember, we looked throughout the course of this program at sort of different categories of marketing. So we've looked at outreach to your existing community. We looked at expanding your community. And then we looked at online marketing, which is another way of expanding your community, but in the online way. If you notice that you are choosing only strategies in one of those categories, like you're choosing all online, like social media, blog, you know, that kind of thing, I highly recommend that you vary it. And the reason is, as we looked at last week, online marketing is great, but it doesn't have as high of an energetic resonance as individual outreach, for example, or outreaching to your already existing community. So you want to make sure that you're taking care of those pieces first, right? So are your marketing strategies varied, and are they appropriate for where you are right now in your business? Beautiful. So once you've identified your marketing strategies that you want to be using over the next 3 to 6 months, then the next part of the process, this is number 5, that you're going to want to put in place to really help create your overarching strategy is I want you to take a look at those marketing strategies that you've identified are right for you and your ideal clients in your business at this time. And I want you to ask yourself, what does persistent and consistent look like for each of these strategies? what does persistent and consistent look like for each of these strategies? So remember back to our training call earlier this week, I was talking a bit about persistence and consistency. You can't do a marketing strategy just once. Like, you can't just do a newsletter once or do it, you know, every 6 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 8 weeks. That's not persistent and consistent. It's not efficient for you, and it's not a way of consistently outreaching in a powerful way to your ideal client. For any marketing strategy that you use, it's going to have a different what persistent and consistent means for that strategy as well as for you is going to be different, right? So, again, to use that example of the newsletter, if that's one of the strategies you've put on your list for your plan moving forward, for you over the next 3 to 6 months, what is persistent and consistent going to be? Is it going to be every week? Is it going to be every other week? Is it going to be once a month, right? If you've put down presentations, like, you know, preview workshops as one of your marketing strategies, what's persistent and consistent there? I wouldn't recommend doing one every week. Even every month might be a bit too much for you, although I don't know, maybe you love to do presentations, so maybe that is persistent and consistent, right? Maybe it's every other month for you or once a quarter. If you've put first-tier outreach, what is persistent and consistent there? Is that outreach to 10 people a week or 2 people a day or whatever it is, right? So I want you to identify for the marketing strategies that you've already identified that are going to be right for you for the next 3 to 6 months to get to your goals. What does persistent and consistent mean for each of these strategies? Now, for this part of the process, step number 5 here, what you're going to want to do is once you identify what persistent and consistent means, this is going to take us into the next part of the process, which is you're going to want to take out your calendar and have your calendar for the next 3 to 6 months in front of you. And you're going to want to write into your calendar when your marketing strategies are happening. So, for example, if you've chosen your newsletter, newsletter is one of your marketing strategies, and you've decided for yourself that persistent and consistent is twice a month on the first and third Wednesday of each month, then on the first and third Wednesday of each month in your calendar, you're going to want to write, newsletter comes out. We didn't look at, for example, I don't know, flyering as a marketing strategy, but let's just take that for a moment. If you've identified that you want to flyer about your services once a month in, you know, all the regular locations that are appropriate, then maybe it's the first Monday of each month that's persistent and consistent for you. You want to mark that down in your calendar. Whatever it is, right? So we want to begin to put it in your calendar so that it becomes more real and so that you can see how each of these strategies are working. The other part of this step, which is the sixth step of calendaring your marketing, is you want to calendar in your major marketing moments. So, what's a major marketing moment? A major marketing moment is something that you do marketing-wise that is like has a big splash that's going to attract a lot of people in a short period of time that's going to have a big impact. So examples of major marketing moments are if you have a sale or a promotion, right? That would be a major marketing moment. if you choose to do a prospect campaign, remember we spoke about that on our last call, I would consider that a major marketing moment because that is an 8 to 10 day period where you're really consistently inviting people in to work with you or to buy from you. A preview workshop or a preview teleclass or an open house, or if you're speaking for another organization, that would also be considered a major marketing moment. Your major marketing moment, so I like to think of this as like two tiers in a way. You've got your persistent and consistent marketing, right? The things that you've identified that are kind of happening all the time, like clockwork, and you're doing them persistently and consistently, and they're yielding results. And then you've got your major marketing moments that are kind of like big, that's the second tier here. It's like sort of like the big splash in the middle of the ongoing, persistent, and consistent that perks people's ears up even more. If you're just starting out in your business, you really don't want to do more than one major marketing moment every quarter, every 3 months. If you're more advanced, you might do a little more, but what I would really recommend just for now is you're beginning to learn how to create a larger strategy or go deeper with your strategy is plan for one major marketing moment every 3 months. So maybe for the next 3 months you're going to do a prospect campaign in July. And then maybe for the following 3 months after that, you know you're going to do a workshop in, you know, October. Or maybe you're just going to do a prospect campaign every quarter or a workshop every quarter, whatever it is, right? But identify and write on your calendar the exact dates of when your major marketing moments are going to happen so that you can then begin to go deeper into planning for it and deeper into strategizing for it. So that's step six. And if you have your calendars right now, just begin to play around with that for yourself. I know you're going to take all of the material from today's call and do some work on your own with it because I'm giving you a lot, but just begin to play around with that for yourself. The next step in the process is another calendaring piece. And that is, as you look at your major marketing moments, what emails or letters or flyers or phone calls will need to be made to support that major marketing moment. So, for example, let's say you've chosen a major marketing moment of an open house for your business. So it's maybe a 4 hours on a Sunday where you and all of the practitioners in your business are there either giving demos or, you know, goodies or, you know, giving talks or to answer questions and, you know, that sort of thing. And let's say you've put that on your calendar to happen October 1st. So that's your major marketing moment in the last quarter of 2013. So in this step of the nine-step process, what you want to think about is what do you need to do to support that open house being successful? In other words, prior to that open house, will you be sending out a series of emails to your email community about the open house? Prior to that open house, will you be contacting 10 local businesses to see if they would be willing to to let their communities know about your open house? Prior to that open house, will you be flyering 3 times, you know, once every 2 weeks in your community? So what is the, almost like if that was the major marketing moment, what is the mini marketing that wants to be put in place to support that major marketing moment? Who are the individuals that you know, your first tier folks that would love to come to this open house that you're just going to let them know about it, whatever it is? So as I hope you're beginning to see as we move through this strategy process and this planning process, it's so valuable on many levels to plan out your marketing. I plan my marketing out a year in advance. Now, you don't have to do that, and I haven't always done that for myself, but by planning out a year in advance, it allows me to know what the flow of my year is going to be. It allows me to strategize effectively to fill the programming and the slots that I have, because I'm really clear on what needs to be done and what marketing and persistent, consistent outreach needs to be done to fill it. And quite honestly, it lets me know when I can take vacations. Or let me put this another way, because this is what we went through in your time module. I plan my marketing around my vacations, right? Because I've made this mistake in the past where I haven't planned well enough. And then all of a sudden, I need to do a major marketing moment right away because something isn't filled. But I'm planning on being out of town for a week, right? So it really helps on so many levels to be able to plan in this way. Okay, so let's move on to the next part of the process. This is step 8. And step 8 is all about operations and systems. So once you have this overarching plan for the next 3 to 6 months, and you know what your goals are, and you know what marketing strategies you're really going to be working, and you know how they're persistent and consistent, you know when the major marketing moments are, and you know when the supporting mini marketing moments are, then the next question you want to ask yourself is, what systems and operations need to be put in place to allow for all of this to happen? So let me give you some examples and jot down for yourself based on the work that you're doing as we go along here, you know, some beginning pieces that really make sense for you, for your plan. So, for example, and this can also be based on lessons that you've learned, do you need to implement a contract process? Are you seeing that you actually need to have a contract with clients or customers, or the one or that system that you're using isn't working anymore? You know, that would be an example of a system that might need to be put in place to support you. Another example might be, and we spoke about this one on Tuesday, if you've chosen a newsletter as a marketing strategy, what is your newsletter system? You want to systematize it so that you're not reinventing the wheel every other week or whatever it is when you go to write that newsletter. So what are the parts of your newsletter that are just going to be there each time? When do you write your first draft? When do you write your second draft, right? And as you identify systems, you know, what needs to be tweaked? right? If your newsletter isn't working so well for you, then you might want to create a new newsletter format, which is a system. Another example of systems or operations could be your enrollment conversation process, right? So you know that you really need to work your enrollment conversation skills in order to support the goals and the strategy that you've created. Systems and operations can include team members or interns or support, right? Do you know that you need to hire someone for this position or that position to support what you want to create for yourself? If you work at a place that's not virtual but in an actual space, what is registration like? Does that system need to be looked at and tweaked? What about payment and billing? Does that system need to be looked at and tweaked? Are you someone who thanks people when you get referrals? Is there a system for that so you don't have to reinvent the wheel each time, right? I don't want you to identify every system in the world, but I want you to identify as you look at your plan which are the systems that are going to support you the most for you to really either implement or tweak or up-level. And then step 9 of this process is to ask the question, where will I need support? So what don't I know that I need help knowing, I need to find out, I need to do research on, or what do I need support on? Do you need support in your enrollment conversations? Do you need support in your time management? Do you need support in learning how to effectively bring on joint venture partners? Do you need support in how to create that open house or that presentation? Do you need support around your fears? Do you need support identifying new spaces to rent for workshops, or how to get into a certain organization, right? So I want you right now to, just based on everything that we have been looking at so far today, I want you to identify your top at least 3 areas where you need support or information. And just get clear for yourself there. Okay, so I have something really special for all of you, something that I want to share that I think you're really going to love. But before I do that, I do want to open up for any Q&A on the 9-step process that I just outlined. I know that it's a big process, and as I said, I usually workshop it, you know, step by step by step in bigger ways and strategize in my mastermind and with my private clients. But I did really want to give this process to you because it's just so helpful to begin to move forward. So I want to review the process again and then open up for Q&A, and then I'm going to share with you my special goodie at the end. So again, the 9-step process for being able to set aligned goals and to really create a marketing strategy. 1, get clear on your celebrations, your wins, all the ways that you've moved forward. 2, identify what you've learned, all of the lessons from what has gone well And also, there's always so much to learn, so much gold, and what hasn't gone the way that you expected it to go. Step number three, take all that you've assessed from your celebrations and your lessons and create goals for the next 6 months, so between now and January 1. Step number four, identify 3 to 5 marketing strategies that are perfectly aligned for you and where you're at in your business and your ideal clients that will help you achieve your 6-month goals. Step number four, look at each of those marketing strategies you've identified and understand for yourself, for each one, what does persistent and consistent mean? How often will you be doing them? Step number six, calendar in your persistent and consistent marketing avenues, and then calendar in your major marketing moments. Literally put them on the calendar. Step number seven, calendar in the mini marketing that will support the major marketing moments. Step number eight, get clear on the operations and systems pieces that you recognize you're going to want to put into place to make the marketing run more efficiently and effectively, not just the marketing, but then the bringing in of the business. And then step number nine, identify where you'll need support and what are the areas of more information that you need. And that is our call for today. It has been an absolute joy to be here with you today and to share this material with you. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you do your homework. I hope that you stay on track. And I can't wait until we connect again. Have a wonderful day.